Good morning, everyone. Anybody that knows me knows I am a person of few words, so sometimes I tend to read a lot. But I pray that I may bring forth that which seems to be given me. I was up in Wisconsin a couple weeks ago on health services in Racine, Wisconsin, and some of the same scriptures stayed on my mind as I made it a matter of prayer what I might have this morning. And we can see so many things going on around us in the world today. I was going to start and read just five verses in the first part of 2 Timothy, the third chapter. And this kind of tells us what's going on around us, and I'm not going to dwell on that. But I'm going to start this third chapter, 2 Nephi. First verse, "This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away." Like I said, I'm not going to dwell on that because I think all we have to do is look around us and we can see all these things happening. What I want to do is read or bring out some scriptures this morning of what we want to be doing. That which the Lord has given to us and to me, I feel, would help us in that time, give us comfort and peace in that time. And I'm going to go a little farther in 2 Timothy. I'll start with the 13th verse in the third chapter. "But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived." And again, I think we can see that. "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." And we know that the Lord has given us his scriptures, his commandments, knowing what we would be in need of in the day and the time that we are living in, to help us, to lead us and direct us. As it says down here in the 17th verse, that the man of God may be perfect. And I know that's what the Lord wants us to be working for, is that perfection. And I know I look at myself a lot of times and say that I can never reach that or be perfect. But we can go in the Book of Mormon and it tells us that the Lord would never give us a commandment or something to do if he wouldn't be there to help us, to lead us in doing it. And I'd like to start out this morning some of the things that are in Psalms. I'm going to start in the 19th Psalm. And again, I know the Lord has given us all these scriptures to help us in this time that we are living in. "The heavens declare," starting with the first verse of 19th Psalm, "the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. And I think if we look out in nature and the skies and the trees and the land and everything the Lord has given to us, we can see his glory. Day unto day uttereth speech, night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech or language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them has he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of the chamber, and rejoices as a strong man to run and race. His going forth is from the end of heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. And the seventh verse, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. And I look at this as I look at a couple other verses in Psalms. As the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul, and the testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. I look at this, the law and the testimony, as the scriptures, his scriptures, the Bible and the Book of Mormon, his spirit that he has given to us to lead us and direct us. And he's given this to us to lead us onto him and to keep us in that straight and narrow path that we have entered into before him. But as he has given it to us, it's up to us to be studying them, to be following them, to be doing those things again that would be pleasing before him. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey in the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping them is great reward. And again, I know that's where we want to be, is to be keeping and following those commandments and scriptures that he has given to us that will draw us closer to him. And as it says in that 11th verse, in keeping them, there's great reward. We know that great reward is being with him one day. And it's something we're all we're all looking forward to. I'd like to also go into the 23rd Psalm. Again, I know this is one that we probably learned as kids. But again, I believe it says so much for us. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And we know he is our shepherd. And it should give us comfort that knowing that the Lord is in charge. As a shepherd is in charge of his sheep, the Lord is in charge of us. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still water. And he will guide and direct and lead us if we depend upon him, if we follow him, follow that spirit that he has given to us to lead us and direct us. But again, it comes back to us to be doing that. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And this is another one that I look at, and I look at the rod and the staff. To me, I look at them again as the scriptures. That as a shepherd has a rod and a staff to lead and direct his sheep, the Lord has given us, again, his spirit and his scriptures, the Bible and the Book of Mormon, to lead us and direct us if we will follow him. And I know that is our desire, to be following him. That's why we're here today, to do that which should be right and pleasing in his sight, to draw us closer to him. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. And a lot of times I think, when I look at that, I look at myself and I wonder a lot of times in my life, do I really realize how blessed that we are from the Lord, of the blessings that he has given to us. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And again, I know that's our desire there. I'd like to go a little farther in Psalms, and this is in the 37th Psalm. And this is one that has kind of stuck with me. I remember it was after 9/11 happened here in the United States. I was watching TV one night. I don't remember the program, but this scripture was read on it. And to me, it gave me comfort and peace at that time. I think it's one that's telling us not to fear, to fear not in this time. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they soon shall be cut down like the grass and wither as a green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. And I know that's what we need to be, to trust in the Lord and do good. And so thou shalt dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. And I look at that as being fed, that spirit, that word from our Heavenly Father. And I like to go over to the Book of Mormon and read just couple short verses on trust, that trust in the Lord. The first one was in 2 Nephi on page 94. 2 Nephi, 3rd chapter, starting with, may I start with the 57th verse. O Lord, wilt thou make a way for mine escape before mine enemies? Wilt thou make my path straight before me? Wilt thou not place a stumbling block in my way, but that thou wouldest clear my way before me, and hedge not up my way, but the ways of mine enemy? O Lord, I have trusted in thee, and I will trust in thee forever. And I know that's where our trust needs to be in the Lord. I will not put my trust in the arm of flesh. And I know that I think we see is what's happening a lot in the world today, trusting in man. For I know that cursed is he that putteth his trust in the arm of flesh. Yea, cursed is he that putteth his trust in man, or maketh flesh his arm. We do need that trust in our Heavenly Father. And just one more verse on, I think it's page 434 in Alma. Alma, the 17th chapter, and just one verse, the 3rd verse. And now, O my son Helaman, behold, thou art in thy youth. And therefore I beseech of thee that thou wilt hear my words and learn of me, for I do know that whosoever shall put their trust in God shall be supported in their trials and their troubles and their afflictions, and shall be lifted up at the last day. And I know that the Lord will support us and be with us. I know I've been through many things. I'm not going to go into that. I know I've went through many things, and that Lord has supported me, supported our family. And I know it has been the love of brothers and sisters and the love of our Heavenly Father in this. I know that my trust needs to be in Him. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. And again, I know we have made that commitment before our Heavenly Father, before the Lord. I'm just going to read a few verses in Mosiah, going back to the Book of Mormon. I'm going to come back to Psalms. This is Mosiah, the 3rd chapter. I think I'll start with the 3rd verse. And also we know their shirking truth because of the Spirit of the Lord omnipotent, which has wrought a mighty change in us, or in our hearts, that we have no more disposition to do evil, but to do good continually. And we ourselves also, through the infinite goodness of God and the manifestations of His Spirit, have great views of that which is to come. And were it expedient, we could prophesy of all things. And it is the faith that we have had on the things which our King has spoken unto us, and has brought us to this great knowledge, whereby we do rejoice with such exceedingly great joy. And we are willing to enter into a covenant with our God to do His will and to be obedient to His commandments in all things that He shall command us all the remainder of our days, that we may not bring upon ourselves a never-ending torment, as has been spoken by the angel, that we may not drink out of the cup of the wrath of God. Now these are the words which King Benjamin desired of them. And therefore he said unto them, ye have spoken the words that I desired, and the covenant which ye have made is a righteous covenant. And I believe that as that commitment they made before the Lord there is that which the King Benjamin had desired of them. I know that's the commitment that the Lord has desired of us, that commitment before Him, entering into that covenant to do His will. And now because of the covenant which ye have made, ye shall be called the children of Christ, His sons and His daughters. And what could be greater than that? Be called His sons and daughters. For behold, this day He has spiritually begotten you. For you say that your hearts are changed through faith on His name. Therefore, you are born of Him and have become His sons and daughters. And I know that we have felt that Spirit from the Lord in our lives that has changed us. And I know we're thankful for that. Going back to 6th verse, and he into Psalms in the 37th chapter. And he, 6th verse, and He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as a noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for Him. And I know that's something that I have to work at in my life. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in the way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. And again, I know, as I said, looking at myself, I need to be more patient. I need to watch that which I'm doing. I'm going to go to down to the 10th verse. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth. Again, where we want to be. The meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. And I look at that peace as the abundance of love from the Lord. I'd like to also go a little farther in Psalms into the 119th Psalm. And look, I look at this and kind of want where I want to be at in my life. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. And I know that's where I want to be, walking in the law of the Lord, following the scriptures, the commandments he's given me, following that spirit he's given me, doing the things that are pleasing before him. Because like I said when this started, there are so many things to draw us away from the Lord. But we need to stay right before him. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies. And I know that we have been blessed. And that seek him with a whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. I will keep thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Again, where I want to be, not to wander from the commandments of the Lord, not to wander from the Lord. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord. Teach me thy statutes. With my lips I have declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy words. Again, where we need to be. Not forgetting that which the Lord has given us. Not forgetting the commandments, his word, his scriptures. Those things he has given to us to lead us and direct us. And again, it's up to us to be following them. And I'd like to read just back in the Book of Mormon a scripture on this. And it's Mosiah. Page 220, Mosiah, the second chapter. And this is King Benjamin, part of his proclamation there. Chapter 2, may I start with verse 9. I say unto you, if you have come to a knowledge of the goodness of God, and his matchless power and wisdom and patience, and his long suffering towards the children of men, And I think we have seen that. The goodness of our God, his power, his wisdom. And going to the next, his patience. If we look around us in the world today, we can see his patience and we see what's going on and his long-suffering towards the children of men. We can see that patience and long-suffering that the Lord has for his creation. And also the atonement which has been prepared from the foundation of the world, that thereby salvation might come to him that should put his trust in the Lord. And again, I know we need that trust in our Heavenly Father. And should be diligent in keeping his commandments and continue in the faith even unto the end of life, his life. I mean the life of the mortal body. And again, I know that's where you want to be in. It's keeping those commandments that the Lord has given to us. I say this is a man who receiveth salvation through the atonement which was prepared from the foundation of the world for all mankind, which ever were, ever since the fall of Adam, or whoever are, or whoever shall be, even unto the end of the world. And this is the means whereby salvation cometh. And there is none other salvation save that which has been spoken of, neither are there any conditions whereby man can be saved except the conditions which I have told you, that which the Lord has given us. Believe in God, believe that he is and that he created all things, both in heaven and earth. Believe that he has all wisdom and all power, both in heaven and earth. Believe that man does not comprehend all things which the Lord can comprehend. And again, believe that ye must repent of your sins and forsake them, and humble yourselves before God, and ask in sincerity of heart that he would forgive you. And now, if you believe all these things, see that ye do them. And if we believe all the things that the Lord has given to us, it comes down to one word or two words here. Do them. Follow them. And again, I believe that is our desire, why we are here. I'm going to go back a little farther in the Book of Mormon into 2 Nephi. 2 Nephi in the 13th chapter. And maybe I'll start with May the 20th verse. And I know these are all scriptures that we know that I'm bringing out this morning. But I know that's why they've been given to us. For our needs. 20th verse. He that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. And now, my beloved brethren, I know by this that unless a man shall endure to the end in following the example of the Son of the living God, he cannot be saved. Wherefore, do the things which I have told you, I have seen that your Lord and your Redeemer should do. For this cause had they been shown unto me, that ye might know the gate by which ye should enter. For the gate by which ye should enter is repentance and baptism by water. Then cometh the remission of your sins by fire and the Holy Ghost. And then are ye in a straight and narrow path which leads to eternal life. Yea, ye have entered in by the gate, ye have done according to the commandments of the Father and the Son. And ye have received the Holy Ghost, which witnesses of the Father and the Son, unto the fulfilling of the promise which he has made. That if ye enter in by the way, ye should receive. And now, my beloved brethren, after ye have gotten into that straight and narrow path, I would ask if all is done. And I look at that, and I kind of look back at my life, and I know after I was baptized, we lived in Wisconsin at that time. I wasn't going to services like I should. And I think that's why this verse kind of hit me. Let me know what I need to be doing. But I wasn't going to services like I should. And then it was sometime after that I got a shipment overseas. And may I give that testimony here before. It was at Vietnam at the time. And I was there just few months, and the Lord let me know that I needed to be studying His scriptures. I needed to be going to church. I needed to be doing that which was right before Him. And that's been 50 years ago, in fact, this month that I went over there. And I look back now and I think sometimes maybe that's why I got that shipment at that time, that the Lord let me know that, or the Lord knew that I might listen to Him then, or that I would listen to Him then. And I'm thankful that I did. 28th verse. Behold, I say unto you, nay, for ye have not come thus far, save it were by the word of Christ, with unshaken faith, relying upon Him, upon the merits of Him who is mighty to save. Wherefore ye must press forward with a steadfastness in Christ, having a perfect brightness of hope, and a love of God and of all men. And we know that that is the baptism. It's just the beginning. We need to, as it says here, to press forward with a steadfastness in Christ, having a perfect brightness of hope and a love of God and of all men. And I know that I have felt that love here, love of brothers and sisters. Wherefore, if you shall press forward, feasting upon the word of Christ, and endure to the end. Behold, thus saith the Father, ye shall have eternal life. That which we are looking forward to. I'd like to continue in the Book of Mormon on page 651. And this is 3 Nephi, the 8th chapter. And this is the Lord speaking here. And it's just after He gave the sacrament to those here. And maybe I'll start with the 42nd verse. And I give unto you a commandment, that ye shall do these things. And if ye shall always do these things, blessed are ye, for ye are built upon my rock. But whoso among you shall do more or less than these are not built upon my rock, but are built upon a sandy foundation. And when the rains descend and the floods come and the winds blow and beat upon them, they shall fall, and the gates of hell are already open to receive them. Therefore, blessed are ye if ye shall keep my commandments, which the Father has commanded me that I should give unto you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye must watch and pray always, lest ye be tempted by the devil, and ye are led away captive by him. And as I have prayed among you, even so shall ye pray in my church among my people who do repent and are baptized in my name. Behold, I am the light. I have set the example for you. We know that the Lord has set that example for us in his commandments, his scriptures. And I'm just going to go a little bit farther and read just a couple verses. Page 673, I believe. 673. And this is 3 Nephi, 12th chapter, and the third appearance of Jesus here. I'm going to read two verses, and it's the 25th and the 26th verse. Behold, I have given unto you my gospel, and this is the gospel which I have given unto you, that I came into the world to do the will of my Father, because my Father sent me. And my Father sent me that I might be lifted up upon the cross, and after that I had been lifted up upon the cross, I might draw all men unto me. And we know that the Lord has given us that example to follow. He did the will of his Father. He followed the commandment his Father had given him, as we are to. As we are to. It says here that I might be lifted up on the cross, and after I have been lifted up on the cross, I might draw all men unto me. Again, that great love of our Heavenly Father. I'd like to continue in the Book of Mormon on keeping the commandments of our Heavenly Father. And this is in Mosiah, the first chapter. And I think I'll start page 215 on verse 86. And this is one of the scriptures that gave me comfort and peace when my dad had passed away. And I think I'll start with the 86th verse. O all ye old men, and also ye young men, and ye little children. And I know I've said that before when I've read this. I think I've went through this, all three of them here. The old men, young men, and little children, who can understand my words. For I have spoken plain unto you, that ye may understand. I pray that you should awake to the remembrance of the awful situation of those that have fallen into transgression. And moreover, I would desire that you should consider the blessed and happy state of those that keep the commandments of God. And I know I look at that myself, and when I'm doing things that I believe are right before our Heavenly Father, I am in that happy state, but also know when I'm not doing his will, maybe falling short in something, I am not so happy. And I know this is where we want to be, in that happy state before Heavenly Father. And I know that's where he wants us. He wants us to be happy before him. For behold, they are blessed in all things, both temporal and spiritual. And again, I know that we have been blessed greatly. And if they hold out faithful to the end, and I know again that's where we want to be, to hold out faithful to the end, they are received into heaven, that thereby they may dwell with God in a state of ever-ending happiness. And again, what could be greater than that, than being with our Heavenly Father? Oh, remember that these things are true, for the Lord God has spoken. I'd like to also go now into fourth book of Nephi. This is, I think it's like approximately 100 years after the Lord was on this land. It's page 82. First chapter, fourth Nephi. And I'm just going to read a few verses here. I think I'm going to read the 13th verse to start. And they did not walk anymore after the performances and the ordinances of the law of Moses, but they did walk after the commandments which they had received from their Lord and their God, continuing in fasting and prayer, and in meeting together off, both to pray and to hear the word of the Lord. And I know that's what we need to be today. Be walking after the commandments of the Lord that we have received from the Lord. Continuing in fasting and prayer. Meeting together oft. And I know we need that for each other, to meet together oft. Both to pray and to hear the word of the Lord. And going over to the 17th verse. And it came to pass that there was no contention, in the land because of the love of God which did dwell in the hearts of the people. There were no envies, nor strifes, nor tumults, nor whoredoms, nor lies, nor murders, or any manner of lasciviousness. And surely there could not be a happier people among all the people who had been created by the hand of God. There were no robbers, no murderers, neither were there Lamanites, nor any manner of ites, but they were in one, the children of Christ, and heirs to the kingdom of God. And I know that's where the Lord wants us, to be one before him. Children of Christ. And going to that 19th verse, and there could not be a happier people among all the people who had been created by the hand of God. And goes back to the 17th verse of why this was and what we need, because of the love of God which did dwell in the hearts of the people. And again, I know I have felt that love from my Heavenly Father, that love from brothers and sisters, that love that we need. I'm going to go over to Romans. Romans in the 8th chapter. Romans 8, starting with the 31st verse. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall we not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall say anything to the charge? Anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. And to me, that should be so uplifting again, the day and the time that we live in. No one can separate us from that love of our Heavenly Father. And I look at myself to make sure that I don't separate myself from him. We know that the Lord will be with us and lead and guide and direct us. Again, if our love, our faith, our trust is in him. And in closing, I pray I may have brought a few scriptures to help us in the day and the time that we are living in. I'd like to close by just reading a couple of scriptures. Page 225 in the Book of Mormon, just one verse. This is Mosiah, third chapter, and it's King Benjamin speaking here again. Verse 21. Therefore I would that ye should be steadfast and immovable, always abounding in good works, that Christ the Lord omnipotent may seal you his, that you may be brought to heaven, that ye may have everlasting salvation and eternal life through the wisdom and power and justice and mercy of God, who created all things in heaven and in earth, who is above all, who is God above all. And also just one in Philippians, the fourth chapter. Philippians 4, starting with the fourth verse. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. And I believe that's how the Lord wants us before him, to rejoice in him. And again, I know we have so many things to rejoice about, to be thankful for before him. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brother, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And that's what we need to be doing them. And the God of peace shall be with you. And we know that the Lord has been with us. I pray that I may have brought out a few scriptures that be a help to us in the day and time that we live in, that things are going on around us in the world today. And I'd like to read just one little thing I seen on the front of a church on a plaque or a thing out in the yard anyway. Don't let others' bad choices steal your joy in Christ. And I know that's where our joy needs to be in Christ. Thank you.